said I'm feeling so good. I'm gonna help my brothers out. I'm gonna teach them what I know. I'm gonna give them my knowledge. I'm gonna give them my wisdom. No fap hard mode, baby. No fap hard mode. No fap hard mode. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that me, out of all the guys in this world, would be experimenting with this type of power, let alone be able to experiment, you know what I mean, and not know exactly what I was getting myself into. You understand what I'm saying, guys? You guys understand what I'm saying? You guys, I cannot make this up, all right? This has been the best journey for me, hands down, everything that I've done in my entire life. I have now going on, at the end of this month, at the end of October, it will be 16 months of hard mode, no fap semen retention. I have fully abstained from sex. I have fully abstained from pornography. I have fully abstained from masturbation. I have fully abstained from releasing my semen. Now, the most amazing part to me about this journey is the sheer law of attraction. Now, I wasn't too aware about all the different things that would be happening. I would only, you know, talk about, you know, women attraction. I would talk about how good I felt inside, how I'm always emotionally high and I feel good. But the law of attraction has just came into my life really big time in the last month, okay? I'm gonna give you guys a little story. Today, I decided to go into Spokane. I wanted to go do some shopping. I wanted to go get a couple new outfits for me to wear at work. And when I was at this place shopping today, I was looking around, I was minding my own business, and this gentleman walked up to me. And this is what he said to me. He said, excuse me, may I ask what it is that you do? And I told him, I said, I'm a hairstylist. And he was like, you really have to dress up and look that nice and be that sharp to be a hairstylist? And I said, kind of laughed. I was like, yeah. You know, I just like to look nice. I just like to carry myself, you know, in a very professional way. You know, it's just the way I've been ever since I was young. So we got to talking. And then the first thing out of this guy's mouth is he presented a business opportunity to me. He said, you know, he said, you're the type of guy, just for talking with you, he's like, you're the type of guy that I would want to let in on this type of, you know, entrepreneur thing that I'm doing. He says, I plan on retiring in the next few years. He said, my son is about to be 21 and he's been doing this for a little bit over a year and a half. And he's about to retire in a couple of years from being an entrepreneur. Now, if you look at this and you take what I'm telling you, this was some random person who picked me out of all the people inside of this store and came up to me, looking me dead in my eyes. There was full eye contact the whole time. An older gentleman, he was probably a good, I don't know, I'd say at least, he had to at least be 15, 20 years older than me. Okay, and he came up to me out of all the people inside of this store, and he just was radiating with my energy. He told me that I stood out, he told me that I dressed sharp, and he told me that I was the type of person that he would like, you know what I mean, to keep inside, you know, to help out with business, you know. And it just blew me away, you know. So we got to talking, we exchanged numbers. I told him what I did, he told me what he did. He was a local business owner. I told him I was an entrepreneur as well as being a hairstylist. I said, I love my job because I have the freedom to be able to make my own schedule. I have the freedom to be able to, you know, go as I please. And I also have the ability to, you know, I have a cash type of business. So I'm able to make, you know, cash, you know, instead of wait paycheck to paycheck like your most of your jobs out there, right? So that was my first experience in the store. Now I'm moving on, you know, I'm smiling in my head. I was like, whoa, that was a pretty cool experience. This guy just came up to me and he basically introduced me to himself and told me all about himself, you know, told me all about his son, told me all about his businesses that he's ran. And again, you guys, he picked me out of all the people inside of this store today, right? So as I kept shopping, I had a few shirts in my hand. I think I had probably like 6 total items. I had like 4 shirts and 2 pairs of pants. So I decided I wanted to go try on the clothes. So I made my way over to the dressing room. Now this is where the story gets even more interesting. So I made my way over to the dressing room and I seen that you can only take 6 items in the dressing room. Now I'm waiting because I'm waiting for one of the ladies in the store to say, hey, it's okay to go into the dressing room, because I didn't just want to walk into the dressing room with all my clothes, right? So I was waiting for this lady to tell me to go into the dressing room. And she looked at me and she says, okay. She goes, as long as you got 6 items, you can go in. I said, okay. So I sat down really quickly because I was next to the shoe rack as well. And I saw a nice pair of shoes that I wanted. Now, as I'm sitting there, this beautiful girl walks by, okay? Beautiful girl walks by. And she kind of looked at me, but I didn't think anything of it because my mind was in shopping. You know, I wasn't really, you know, she didn't give me the look of like she was trying to like jump all over my bones, but she gave me a look and she walked by me. So as I'm sitting by the shoe rack, you know, I noticed her, you know, like I said, she was wearing a skirt. She was wearing some nice, tall, high boots that went up to her knees. She was a beautiful brunette, you know, very beautiful. And she was with her mother. And at this time, I was like, okay, let me go in and let me go put on these clothes. Let me go try on these clothes. So I go inside and I'm trying on the clothes. And I only end up choosing 2 things out of all the clothes that I picked because of the way they fit, right? So I come out and I go to the cash register, okay? Now, mind you, I was only in this store for about maybe 30 minutes, okay? So I go to the cash register and I go to check out with the clothes. And as I'm going to go check out with the clothes, I'm talking to the cashier lady, you know what I mean? I give her the money and then I go outside. Now, as I walk outside, this is what happened. Guys, I swear to God. So I'm walking outside and all of a sudden I hear this lady say, excuse me. And I turned over and I looked, and it so happens to be the gal that I told you who was very, very beautiful, and then with her mother, right? And they asked me if I spoke French. And I was like, no, I don't speak French. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? But see, what this was this was the woman trying to get me to start some kind of conversation with her. Okay. You got to understand. She looked at me previously when I was sitting down about to try on my clothes and about to go inside of the store or inside of the dressing room. Right. And I didn't notice. I didn't pick up on it. I didn't pick up on a choosing signal, if you will, because my mind wasn't in that frame at the time. I was thinking shopping, 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 shopping. That's what I was thinking. And as soon as I walked outside the store, they were waiting for me. You got to understand, guys, they had long gone. They had been out of the store for at least a good 10 minutes. I didn't see them. You know, they tried on their clothes and whatever, and they had left. Now, I was still trying on my clothes, and when I came out, they were nowhere to be found, right? But I wasn't paying attention to them anyway, right? So like I said, I walked outside the door, and lo and behold, guess who's sitting there? It's this the same chick that I told you who was very, very beautiful. She was sitting there with her mother, and they were actually waiting on me to come outside. And the very question that they asked me is if I spoke French. Now guys, I've dealt with women a lot. I know choosing signals. I know when a woman wants to talk to you. I know when women want to be of interest and want to show you some interest. And this was another one of these signs. Only thing was, I didn't bite the bait, and I should have. I was so caught off guard by them asking me that question that I didn't put 2 and 2 together. All right. So that was just today. Okay. Now, what I want to tell you guys is, for me going on this hard mode, women have been putting themselves out there to me. Okay. You guys all know that, like I said, I'm almost 40 years old. Okay. I'll be 40 years old really, really soon. Right. And I went out this Thursday. Okay. I went out this Thursday. It was the first time that I've gone out. This was the first time I've gone out in probably, you know, almost 18 months. Okay. First time I've gone out anywhere, okay? I decided to go down to this little bar on Thursday, right? This past Thursday, I went out to this bar, and I went by myself. I invited some friends, but you know, my friends always flake, so I don't even know why I call them friends, but they end up flaking on me, right? So I was like, I'm going anyways, because I was just feeling good about myself. I was really high spirit, I was really high energy, and I was like, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna see what happens. So I go out to this bar. Now understand, you guys, I live in a college town, right? So in this college town, there is nothing but women. Women outnumber all the guys here in my college 3-1, all day long, every day of the week. That's just the ratio here, okay? So I went down to this bar, and the bar happens to be called The Basement, right? I went down to The Basement, and I went in there, and I'm by myself, I'm solo, right? And there was chicks everywhere, okay? There was chicks everywhere. I cannot make this up. So I go down inside The Basement, I go to the bar, and I get me a drink. I got me a Long Island, and I said, I'm just gonna sip on this for the night. I'm gonna chill, I'm gonna look around, and I'm just gonna do my thing, right? So I go down there and I'm chilling. Now I'm looking around, right? And I see a whole bunch of beautiful girls. Now I'm like, this is gonna be a decent night because there's a lot of women to choose from. And I'm definitely gonna talk to a girl because this is my whole reason for going out this night. I was just gonna see, you know, let's see if this attraction really works. Let's see if these women can sense my energies. And you guys wanna know what I found out? I found out that this was probably one of the best nights I've ever had, I've ever gone out, and as far as attention wise from women. Now, what I did, as I just was walking around the room, and I end up accidentally walking into the VIP section, okay? Straight up story, guys. I end up walking into the VIP section on total accident. I didn't realize it was the VIP. I just saw some other people setting up drinks up there, and they were selling drinks up there. So, and I also saw some beautiful girls up there. So I just kind of wandered up there, right? This guy walks up to me and he says, hey man, he goes, I'm not trying to be rude, but this is the VIP and I paid for it tonight. You know what I mean? And I just kind of looked at him like he was stupid, right? I'm just keeping it real. I just kind of looked at him like he was stupid. Like, okay, bro, cool. Well, I'll get out of here. You know what I mean? But then these two girls came up to me and they were kind of like chit-chatting with me. And then he kind of like forgot about me being there, right? Now get this, one of my buddies that I haven't seen in a long time shows up to this place. He comes up into the VIP, and next thing you know, it's me and him sitting in front of these two chicks talking, right? The guy that said he bought out the VIP comes up to us and he's like, hey, he goes, I don't even care. He goes, you guys can hang out, you guys can get some drinks, it's whatever. So now I'm in the VIP for free, okay? You guys seeing how this story's going? See how this attraction, you see how all these things are starting to happen for me. It's like the universe bends to your will when you're on NoFap, you guys, okay? When you're on semen retention and you're really doing this and you're really holding your energy, I'm telling you what happens, you guys. The universe literally bends to your will, okay? Go moving on in the story. So I'm sitting there with my friend, and they have these two chicks. Now, these two chicks are in front of us are mighty, mighty cute, okay? Mighty, mighty cute. But I had just got there, and I'm not choosing on any chicks right this moment. I'm trying to see what else comes through for the night. Like I said, I had just gotten there, right? And there were already two chicks in my face talking with me, right? So the guy, like I said, the guy came up to us and he told us we could stay in the VIP or whatever. Cool, whatever, that's fine, right? So I'm walking around the VIP, I'm drinking on my Long Island iced tea, and I'm just kind of like overviewing everybody in the club. Now, this is where I'm telling you guys, I know for a fact there's something going on with me, because not only did I have women breaking their necks, you guys, I can't make this up, you guys. This is not me bragging. This is not me boasting. I'm telling you the actual swear to God truth what happened to me on Thursday night, okay? And I know choosing signals. Like I said, a choosing signal, a woman won't just look, a woman will, if she's not interested in you, she won't keep staring at you, okay? If she's not interested in you, she won't look back your direction, okay? I was getting overwhelming amount of women giving me direct eye contact, okay? Now, at this point, I was like, I'm gonna have to do some choosing. I'm gonna have to go down here and start choosing on these women, because they are giving me ridiculous amount of choosing signals, right? Lo and behold, that did not happen. Let me tell you what happened. So as I decided I was going to go down and start choosing on these women who were sitting down there, guys, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. There's at least six girls choosing me super hard, right? At least. It could have been more than that, but I'm just telling you the ones that I took notice of, the beautiful ones that I took notice of, right? So as I go to make my way down these stairs to go down and go hang out, right? Guess what happens? Two more chicks walk up into the VIP, okay? And let me remind you guys, I want to tell you what I'm interested in, so you'll know what I'm interested in woman-wise. I'm interested in Latino women. I'm interested in Native women. I'm interested in so-called African-American women, only because I've had a lot of experience with so-called Caucasian women that I'm not literally looking for that type of woman. I'm kind of looking for a specific type of woman, and I've been having this in my head since I started NoFap. I said the woman that I want to attract, she's got to be young, and she's got to be of those ethnicities that I just told you guys, right? So guess who walks up there? It was two beautiful Latina women, okay? They walk up into the VIP, and I turn around, and they took notice of me, and I took notice of them. And this is the number one thing that I like to do to choosing signals. I like to give the eye contact, okay? Eye contact is really huge when you're getting so-called choosing signals from a female, okay? It's huge, all right? This will let you know if she's interested in you or not. And I'm not talking about the type of eye contact, fellas, where she looks at you really quick and she looks down at the ground, or she accidentally catches your eyes and she looks away and she turns her back. I'm talking about the eye contact where you keep turning around and she keeps looking at you. These are choosing signals. When females make their way into your vicinity, when they were across the room, whether they were, whatever it is what they were doing, if they make them their way to you, this is a choosing signal, okay? If she puts herself in your vicinity, she wants to make your approach to her easier, okay? This is what I've learned over the years of dealing with women. I'm learning how to pick up on these signals, right? So these two Latino women literally come and stand right behind me. If I'm lying, I'm dying, okay? These two beautiful girls come standing right behind me. Now, when I turn around, I'm making eye contact. I'm making sure, because I'm about to make a move. You know what I mean? I'm making sure that this woman wants me to approach her, or these women want me to approach them, right? And I keep turning around. I keep catching eye contact. And then finally, the girl next to her goes like this. If I'm lying, I'm dying. This is what she does. She goes... And I turn around and I look at the girl inside of her, which happened to be the better looking girl. And I turned around and I went right up to her and I started talking to her. Okay. I started talking to her, right? And we started talking for a good, I don't know, 35, 40 minutes. All right. We're talking, we're getting to know each other. She's asking questions. I'm asking her questions. What I find out is this woman is 21 years old. She's 21 years old. Do you guys hear what I'm saying? She's 21 years old. You guys all know my age. Okay, she's 21 years old. Do you know how much older I am than this woman? But for the simple fact that she not only sensed my energy on this semen retention, she also was attracted to me. This is law of attraction, you guys. This is showing you that this works, all right? This woman was 21 years old, beautiful. Okay, beautiful, all right? And of course, I didn't expose my age to her. I'm not robbing nothing, brother. I'm just telling you what happened. It's so funny, you know what I mean? It just makes me laugh. It just makes me laugh on... Guys, since I've been doing this NoFap, I look younger. I feel 1,000 times better, okay? I'm full of life, you guys. I'm full of life, you guys. I cannot make this up. My skin is glowing, okay? And age or not, these women notice, they take notice of someone that is very healthy. They take notice of someone that has good DNA, and they take notice of your energy. You guys, if I'm lying, I'm dying when I'm telling you this. These women that I interacted with all this night were drop dead gorgeous. Okay, drop dead gorgeous, and all of them were under the ages of 23. Okay, You guys all know I'm about to be 40. They were all under the ages of 23 and they were attracted and wanted me. That's right, man. Hey, it's the truth, bro. I mean, I can't make this up, you guys. Females sense this energy. They sense you and they want to just be a part of your aura. You're putting off, you're emitting subconsciously to them such a vibrant energy that they just want to be, around you, okay? They just want to be around you. And this just gave me, this just put, you know, facts and a stamp on everything that I've been doing. Because I've literally, like I said, 16 months, no pornography, no sex, no orgasms, nothing. I've been keeping all of my vital energy. And I decided to go out on this Thursday just to see how I fit. I'm older than all of these people in here, but yet the women were attracted to me over all these young men that were there. And don't get me wrong, I saw a whole bunch of guys that I thought were good looking, handsome guys. You can do it, brother, you can do it. Now let me give you guys some tips. Let me give you guys some tips here. If you're on this NoFap and you're on this semen retention, let me explain two things to you really briefly. Now there's a difference between semen retention and there's a difference between NoFap, okay? I hear a lot of people saying they're on NoFap and that's great. But if you want to get to the height of the benefits that I'm at, if you want to change the way you feel, if you want to, you know, have this affect your mind, if you want to have this affect your personality, then you're going to have to go with semen retention. You're going to have to abstain. Now, you're not going to have to do this forever, gentlemen. I mean, if you can make it to the year mark, you're going to see all the greatest and the highest benefits that this NoFap has to, and the semen retention has to offer, okay? But you got to understand, there's a major difference between semen retention and NoFap, and I'll explain. The major difference between semen retention and NoFap is, on semen retention, you're fully retaining your semen, okay? You're not having any sex. You're not getting with the girl and getting fully aroused. You're not getting that. See, on NoFap, what it is, NoFap is you're allowed to have orgasms. You're allowed to, you know, release your energy with the female, right? That's a huge difference because you're at the same time, you're still releasing. So let's just say you had a girlfriend and you wanted to start practicing NoFap. Well, all you would have to do is cut out pornography, cut out masturbation, and you're good to go. But see, where you're missing out on is you're missing out on storing up and preserving and conserving your vital energy. And this is paramount. This is paramount to get to this level that you want to be. You guys, I feel like I'm on top of the world. Do you hear me? I feel like the universe is literally bending to my will. Everywhere I go, every person I meet, everybody I hang around, they're all noticing a huge difference and change in who I am as a person, okay? This is huge. This is huge, you guys. This is something that you got to understand and you have to put into practice. This is no joke. I hear plenty of guys always want to encompass some kind of superpower. Well, guys, this is the real world. This isn't no fake reality. This isn't no Marvel comic. This isn't no movie, okay? To obtain this type of energy and to obtain this type of law of attraction, all you have to do is retain your vital energy. And it's not that hard. All you have to do is put discipline in line. You gotta learn to just stay away from the distractions. We all know if you get on the internet long enough, you're gonna see something that's going to be sexual. We all know if you go out in public and you walk around in the daytime, you're gonna see some female wearing some kind of sexy clothes that's gonna provoke you to go home and release your energy. You guys, I promise you on my life as I sit here right now, this is the single-handedly best thing any man can do for himself. If you are stuck in a predicament where you're confused in life, you don't know which way from up, you're depressed, you just don't have the energy to go out to work out, maybe you got out of a long relationship, right? And you were hurt and your woman cheated on you. Or maybe you're just going through some problems. Maybe you're going through some health issues. I promise you that if you retain your semen, things will turn around in your life almost overnight. But you have to stick to it. As I told you guys in my, in the 1 year update, that if you just retain your semen and you fight through the blue balls, you fight through the temptation, you fight through all these things that are trying to hold you back, which is the literally the negative energy of the earth. Because let's just get one thing straight. The society doesn't want man to be his best he can be. Okay, society doesn't want man to be the best he can be. You guys all know about feminism. You guys all know about the demasculation of men. You guys all know about the agenda to take men's power away in the society. And the way that you get this back 100 times fold is just by simply retaining your semen. Just retain, preserve, and conserve. And I promise you, luck will be on your side. The law of attraction will be on your side. Females will notice you. You will stand out. You will stand out like a bright light in the middle of the night. Okay? I cannot make this up, you guys. I just shared with you two examples within how many days? How many days of each other? Within 4 days? Within 4 days, I've had 6 bites on women like I'm fishing. Six bites. You know what I mean? And I could have reeled them in hard. And I did. I got a number. I talked to a chick. But guys, I'm still not at that point yet where I can trust these women. Because as I was saying, as I was talking to these females, you know, they always are going to say something to me that discourages me from trusting them. Okay? And the same thing happened with this beautiful Latina girl that I was talking to. This guy is ridiculous. Yo, I'm going to wrench somebody and you can just start kicking these trolls out because they're sitting here trying to sabotage the video. Anyhow, you guys, as I was saying, give me 1 second here, you guys. All right, you're now blocked from the channel, so get lost. Anyways, you guys, as I was saying, women are always going to end up saying something to you that discourages you. I've been in multiple relationships. I've been in plenty different things that I noticed that if a woman were to say something, you know what I mean, to me, it's going to pretty much discourage me. And what this young woman ended up saying is she just kept talking about money. She kept talking about how she wanted to get rich. She kept talking about how she wanted to make videos on YouTube on getting rich. And then I showed her my YouTube channel, and then she was automatically trying to jump on and trying to be cool with me and asking me to make videos, which again, she ended up showing her true side of female nature, which is just to use and expose men. So I end up not, you know, taking her home for the night and getting to know her anymore, because again, it only took about 30-40 minutes before she started slipping up and started saying things that pushed me away. But that wasn't the point of it. The point of it was having the attraction of these young women who were attracted to me. Okay, this was very, very powerful for me, you guys. Very, very powerful. And it just put a stamp on everything that I've been doing. Okay, it lets me know that I'm on the right path. Okay, and eventually I will meet a female. Eventually I will have that right female come into my life. Guys, I cannot make this up, you guys. Okay, I have absolutely no problems attracting women on NoFap semen retention. Absolutely no problems. The problem that I'm having is trying to find a good one. Okay, that is the problem. And I've been with a good amount of women, so I can see these traits that I do not want to be around early on. All right. Now, another thing that I want to talk about is peace and happiness on the semen retention. Okay, this hard mode, peace and happiness. You guys all know I made a video last week. The video last week was about, you know, me, you know, there's not shit cool about being a single father, right? I talked about this. I talked about my experiences that was going on with me about being a single father, right? And how I have my two ex-baby mothers who are trying to literally bring me down because they see me, they see how good I feel, they see how vibrant my energy is, and they're trying to bring me back down to their level. Well, let me tell you something, guys. I cannot be knocked off this pedestal. The only way I could be knocked off this pedestal is if I fall back down the flat line and start rapidly releasing my energy. I feel like no one in this world can bring me down. This is how I feel. I am happy every single day. Even when I was going to court, I was still happy. Even when my daughter filed that Pachin's petition, right, against me, it still didn't bring me down. Of course, I may have took a few days off to gather my thoughts and get my mind together. But you guys, do I look sad? Do I look sad at all? I mean, I'm asking you y'all opinion. I already know what the public thinks about me, right? I already know what the public thinks about me, right? I went out and I've gotten the opinions of the public. I'm asking you guys to look at me and tell me, how do I look to you? What does my demeanor and the way I'm speaking to you come? How's that come across to you? Do I come across to as a person who's low in energy? Do I come across as a person who's sad and depressed? Absolutely not, you guys. Absolutely not. And I almost feel at some point that, you know, I'm just going to be this amazing leader if I keep staying on this journey as long as I have. And you guys, I don't cheat, I don't lie, I have not had sex, I have not masturbated, I have not watched pornography, or I have not released my semen in almost 16 months. You're right, there isn't no right ones. You should date. And that's exactly what I was telling these guys. I was telling them, you know, I'm just not going to jump on the first woman just because she's beautiful. Because, as I said, I started talking to her and I started seeing these traits that I'm trying to avoid. That's glad to hear, brother. I'm glad to hear that, man. Because this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give you guys some motivation, okay? I'm trying to be someone in your corner when times do get hard, because believe me, they're gonna get hard. They're gonna get hard, okay? We're men. We're naturally going to be turned on by women. Okay, we're naturally going to be turned on by things that we view on social media, all right? But what I'm telling you is, try your hardest to not get aroused so you don't fall back down to flatline, okay? You got to stay focused, you guys. You have to. I want the best for y'all, okay? Remember when I told you guys I feel like I can fly? Well, I'm trying to teach you guys how to fly, okay? I'm trying to teach all my brothers how to get to this level and never look back, okay? Never look back, okay? This means when you eventually get with a female, yes, you're gonna have intercourse with her. Yes, you're gonna release with her, but you're never gonna fall back to that level where you're constantly releasing your energy, where you're constantly in a low energy state because you're always shooting off your vital life force. You're gonna learn to conserve. You're gonna learn that you don't have to always do these things to be happy. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you guys. It's really important, okay? I'm gonna eventually go back to being with the female. But again, it's slim picking out there, and I'm gonna make sure it is the absolute right moment before I come off of all this energy that I've been conserving. But the thing that I want to get to you is, if you want to get to this level, you guys, all you have to do is stay focused, put some discipline into your life, and make some goals for yourself, all right? Make some goals for yourself. You guys, I notice that guys out there that are releasing their semen all the time, you know what I'm noticing with guys that release their semen all the time? Let me tell you what I notice. I notice these guys are always in a bad mood. I notice that, you're right, brother, doesn't equal happiness. Pleasure does not equal happiness. That is a fact. I'm noticing that these guys are, like I said, they're always in a bad mood. They're never happy, right? They always look unhealthy. This is another thing that I notice. You guys, my skin glows, okay? My skin glows. My hair is full and thick, right? I'm not balding at all. You know what I'm saying? And this is because I'm retaining all of these nutrients. What do you think your body is made of, gentlemen? Your body is made up of 101 minerals, okay? That's what your body is made of. And I already told you how many minerals and the vitality level of the minerals that you're releasing when you're doing an orgasm, okay? You're releasing all your most precious vitamins and minerals that your body stores up to create a child, all right? Remember, you have this force inside of you to create a child, all right? But what the sick satanic world has done, has tricked us into pleasure mode, all right? They've tricked us into pleasure mode by getting these women to display their sexuality at a paramount high level, which causes you to fall what? Into lust. And when you fall into lust, what happens? When you fall into lust, you start chasing what we like to call pleasure, right? You start releasing your semen. And this is the bad part. I'm not telling you that you can't release your semen, but everything should be done in moderation, you guys, okay? Because when you're releasing your semen to that type of level, you are literally sucking your soul dry of any nutrients that keeps you healthy as a man, all right? So now you see the agenda that's being unfolded on us men. They want you. They don't care about men in this society, right? They don't care about men in society. Many men have no rights. Men don't have homeless shelters. Men don't have all these programs to help them when they don't have a job. But when you look in the society and you look around, women have all of these things, correct? Right? So as a man, they're tempting you. They already know what is going to bring you down. It's going to keep you down on a level that you never are going to get to this high level, and you're never going to be able to be who it is that you want to be. I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate that. Guys, you want to be all you can be, all right? You want to be all you can be. You know how I know that? I know that this is a fact because you wouldn't be watching this video if you didn't want to be all you can be. But you got to figure out how to get there. You don't need to take steroids. You don't need to go out there and buy all these face cosmetics. You don't need to go out there and buy all these supplements that they're telling you that's going to enhance your lifestyle, that's going to give you energy, that's going to make you, you know, a stronger individual. Everything a man needs, he already has inside of him. But like I said, society has got to the point where they have tricked men into thinking that releasing all the time is normal, which it is not, okay? This is how you'll never be that God that you want to be. This is how you'll never be that king that you want to be. You guys, I am activating the king inside me. I feel like I have a crown on top of my head. When I walk around with my head high. I walk around with my chest out. I have full confidence in everything that I'm doing. I meet so many people just off the random tip. Okay, people just coming up to me, shaking my hand, introducing themselves to me, telling me all about their lives. All of you can obtain this, okay? All of you can obtain this. And it doesn't matter what you look like, okay? This is one thing I want you to understand. It doesn't matter what you look like. I want you guys to think about another thing. Think about this. There's a reason old men have so much knowledge and wisdom, right? I want you to really think on this one hard. There's a reason why old men have in our society have so much knowledge and wisdom. They know so much. It's a reason why you get to talking to these old men that you can sit and talk to them for hours on end, right? Think about this. And the reason why this is because most of the old men in this society are not having sex. Most of the old men in this society are not masturbating. Most of the old men in society are reading books, going out for walks, studying. They're not a part of that release your energy world anymore. And this is why when you talk to them, you feel such a comfort when you're talking to these older men because they're so wise. They have this crazy amount of energy where they can just talk to you and you feel like they're almost like a father figure to you. You guys, this is not a coincidence, all right? As we get older, we're gonna want more, less and less and less to release our semen. Unless you're just a straight up perv, you know what I mean? Then of course you're gonna still fall into that. But most men that I've met in this society, I talk to them on the daily, and they're not of this world. They're not watching pornography. They're not having sex. Well, because how many women do you know wanna have sex with old men? They're just not doing it. And this is where that wisdom and that knowledge comes in. So as you, as a young man, think about this. You as a young man are ahead of the game. You're taking this knowledge, you're taking this wisdom, and you're applying it, right? You're applying it, all right? And if you apply this at a young age, you guys, the world is yours. Literally, the world is yours. The women are yours. Whatever it is that you want, you will be able to manifest through this power of semen retention. I promise you this. This is one of the best well-kept secrets in the world, period. Especially for men, I think it is the most well-kept secret in the world for men. There is nothing more important out there than semen retention for men. Nothing. It's going to enhance who you are. It's going to affect your mind. It's going to make you smarter. It's going to make you wiser. It's going to make you do things that are right. It's going to make you build yourself up. It's not going to allow you to tear yourself down. Because I guarantee you, if you stop masturbating, just alone, if you stop masturbating, you're going to notice a huge change in your life. You're going to notice a huge change in motivation. You're going to notice that, man, I'm really starting to feel good. Where can I take this? Now imagine being 16 months, almost 16 months at the end of the month, at the end of October for me, because I don't plan on releasing in October either, so it's going to be 16 months. Imagine how you're going to feel. Imagine if you've been one of these people who always wanted to create a YouTube channel. If you're one of these people who wanted to go out and write a book. You're one of these people who wanted to go out and achieve something that you've been struggling to achieve. Do you know how much easier this is going to come for you? I really want you to understand this. Do you realize how much easier this is going to come for you? That's right, brother. That's right. I'm trying to tell you. Now, I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell you before I started this semen retention. And I'm going to tell you the transformation that's done happened to me. So before I started this semen retention, I was living in a hell. I mean, I'm still kind of because we're living in hell on earth. Let's face it. There's bad things that happen every single day. There's unfortunate things that happen every single day. And a lot of things are out of our control. But I remember before I started semen retention, my life was in shambles. Why? Because I was masturbating to pornography. I was only worried about catching women. I didn't have the job that I wanted. I wasn't having the level of success that I wanted. My YouTube channel and my other channel, my videos were struggling because I just didn't have the energy impact to affect my work like I wanted to. Now, since I've been on NoFap, since I've been doing this thing, since I've been living this life, right? Since I've been living this life, my whole life has changed. I literally feel like I can't be stopped. And I'm not going to be stopped, because now that you guys know and you guys are into my life, I'm going to have to stick to this. I'm going to take this as far as I can take it. You know why? Because I see guys that are on NoFap semen retention falling off like flies, resetting, going back to day. And you're not going to go back to day one. Let's say if you've been on semen retention for 6 months and you have a slip up and you release one day, you're not going to go back to zero level. It doesn't work that fast. But what ends up happening is if you don't stay on that path and you don't correct yourself, you will eventually fall back down to zero, because you'll just be like, well, I made it this far, I know what it feels like, and you won't follow through. And then next thing you know, you're going to keep falling back down the freaking stairs. Okay. This is what I don't want you to do. I know that we're not perfect. I know that things out there are hard. I know that you might meet a woman and you might accidentally slip up. And there's nothing wrong with that. I want you guys to know that there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're not masturbating, as long as you're not watching pornography, if you end up getting with the woman, okay, and I'm not just telling you to go get with just some any other female. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm not asking you to do that at all. I'm telling you to please make sure that it's someone worth releasing that type of energy to, okay? Please make sure that it's someone worth it, all right? Because this is not easy for you as a man. This is a lot of hard work and a lot of discipline, right? So you got to understand. You're absolutely right, brother. I've heard a lot about that. You're absolutely right. Once they relapse, what ends up happening is they fall into that depression mode because they lose that energy, they lose that strength, and next thing you know, they're fapping 3-4 times in one day. And if you do that, then yes, my friend, you're going to go back to zero level, and that's not what you want to do. This is why I'm telling you, if you do this, please make sure it's with a female, okay? Someone that you have respect for, someone that you've gotten to notice or know for a long time, someone that you've put some time and some energy into, someone that you're willing to build with. You understand what I'm saying? Don't just go out there, find some call girls, find some, you know, some hooker or whatever. Don't do that to yourself, you guys. Don't bring yourself back down to this level, okay? Stay on top of this thing. Keep your head held high, and I promise you, you will get everything it is that you want to accomplish in this life. If I'm lying, I'm dying, okay? If I'm lying, I'm dying. And you know what? I feel like the longer I go, the stronger I get at everything. The more resistance that I build up to the bullshit, the more stronger my attraction power gets, and the just better off that I feel. You guys, I haven't felt like shit in almost a year and 8 months. Okay? I haven't felt like shit in that long. I have not. I have not been on that level, all right? And this isn't just because, you know, I'm trying to better my life. This is strictly because of semen retention. This has everything to do with how you feel. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients, magnesium, all those things that are inside your body that keep your dopamine levels at a solid level. Therefore, you're not crashing. My levels are continually rising. They're just rising. They keep rising. And the more I keep going, the better and better and better I feel. All right? I cannot make this up. That's right, brother. That's right, Luke. When you get, let me explain something to you guys too. I remember a time, just like Luke said, I remember a time there where, you know, there was a time and I was releasing three times a day. Three times a day, smoking weed, playing video games all day. I was at a point in my life where it was very horrible. I didn't really see any growth. I was at a point, like, had broke up with my girlfriend, my baby mother, had broke up with her, you know what I mean? She cheated on me. You know what I mean? And I felt like the world was over. I felt like the world was over, right? And once you get that low, once you start releasing your energy to that nature and you have all these outside things affecting you, you will have suicidal thoughts. You got to think about it. Society is not good on men. Society doesn't make the road pave a nice gold road for men. To be a man, it's tough as it is already. And then if you have all these other things taking away your energy and bringing down the way that you naturally feel, then that's what you're going to be looking at. And again, I was in the same predicament, you guys. I was in the same predicament. And look at me today. Look at me today. You know what? I'm going to tell you guys the straight up truth. I want to give thanks to my baby mamas. I want to give thanks to these losers. I want to give thanks to these women who went out and used and abused a good man, because look what you have done to me today. Look what you've done to me today. You've made me the man that I am today. I've taken that negative energy. I've taken all those nasty things that they have done to a good man, and I've used it for good. See, what they want to do is they want to destroy you. So they're hoping you become an alcoholic. They're hoping you become addicted on weed. They're hoping you become a pornography addict, because all these things are just going to tear down your aura. They're going to tear down your energy field. They're going to make it so you are not going to go out in public. You're not going to have that confidence. You're not going to have the confidence to go and approach and talk to other women. And you're just going to stay stationary in your own little man cave. And that's what they want. But see, what you got to do is you got to take that negative energy from them, and you got to use that energy for a positive in your life. Semen retention. Remember what those females have done to you. Take that energy. Remember the hurt. Remember the pain. Remember all those things that you put out and you didn't get any return on your freaking investment. Remember all those things that happened to you, right? And you use that to motivate you through the hard times of this retention. And I promise you, read my lips, I promise you, one day, you will have all it is that you want. You will have that perfect girl. You'll have that perfect job. You'll have that perfect balance of happiness. And no one will ever, ever, ever be able to bring you down. I promise you guys. I promise you. I am living proof, you guys. I'm doing this for y'all. You guys have motivated me. I'm a type of person that's always had extreme discipline. Like I told you guys before, I was a 4-year college Division I football player, All-American running back. I have discipline. And once I learned of this knowledge, I applied it. I applied it. And I've been riding this horse since the day I told you guys, and I have not fell off, okay? I have not fell off. And when I do, when I decide to release to a woman, guess who's going to be the first to know? That's right, all you brothers who are supporting me, all your brothers who are watching this will be the first to know, okay? But as of right now, I'm still looking for that perfect woman, all right? But all it does is make me smile. It makes me smile when I go out and now I have all these young women who want me. That is beautiful, you guys. I'm not making this up. If I'm lying, I'm dying. 21 to 23 years old, all right? Who want me? Because I look the part. I don't look my age. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm reversing aging. I almost think that NoFap even has something to do with reversing aging. Semen retention slows down the aging process. I'm gonna put that out there. First time you've probably heard anyone say that, I'm putting that out there. Because I feel amazing. I feel youthful. And it shows. And I didn't go out and dressed like the normal people. I went out dressed up really sharp. I went out and dressed up in a very, very nice button down, you know, long sleeve shirt, slacks, and dress shoes. And I was pulling women half my age. You're right, brother. We're part of the 1% of the world that's doing this. I gave that statistic in one of my videos. There's only, you know, 3% of men that are doing this in the whole world. And you don't want to know what the majority of the 3% is? Monks, Buddhists, you know what I mean? And us, and the people that you have here watching this stream. So, obviously, we're the only ones that have superpowers. We're the only ones who have superpowers, okay? You want to attain these superpowers, you want to change your life around, you want to feel good, you want to attract young women like me, you want to look healthy and young like me, you want to be able to start a YouTube channel purely off of energy, which is how I started this Shave Lion King channel. I started this Shave Lion King channel off of NoFap. NoFap gave you this channel. All those videos, I would have never been able to do that if I was releasing my energy. Never. I would have never had the motivation. I would have never had the drive, okay? But like I said, I used all that negative energy that I got from my baby mothers, and I put it into me. And I found out that semen retention, avoiding pornography, avoiding masturbation, avoiding orgasm, is the best thing that a man could ever do in his whole life. Flat out, point blank, period. I'll put my stamp of seal of approval on it. There's nothing more that you're going to find in this world. There's no supplements. There's nothing, no gimmicks that they're selling you on TV, okay? This is how you do it. And if you can't do it, I'm not mad at you, but just know that you'll never be on this level, ever, ever. You'll never be at the level that you want to be at, ever, ever. So this should be enough. Listen to me closely, ever. You will never be at the level that you want to be at, ever. I don't care how good looking you think you are. I don't care how much you think you got your shit together. If you are not doing this, you will never, ever be on this level. You will never be able to understand how great I feel and other men feel when they're on this. You think everybody is making these videos out there as a joke? Do you think everybody out there is just making these videos for attention? No, there's some people that are doing that, okay? But you can see right through the people who are lying, okay? You can see right through the people who are lying, okay? I know you guys are smart men out there. You can look at people and tell when they're lying, right? Just like I feel like I have that exact same power, right? I can look at people and tell you when they're lying, all right? Straight up. And I see a lot of men out there that are really doing this and that are really benefiting from this. Now, I wanted to tell you guys something too. There was a time in my semen retention journey where you go MIA. You kind of duck off on your own time and you kind of hide yourself from the world. Now, why does this happen? I'm not 100% sure why, but I went through the same thing, okay? I went to a time where I didn't want to be bothered by anybody. I went to a time where I didn't even answer phone calls. I didn't answer texts. I went through a time where I was just all about myself, okay? How you doing there, Sean, buddy? I went through a time when it was just all about myself, right? And this is what you're going to experience, okay? Don't be discouraged by this. This is a time where you're really going to be able to figure out who and what you're really about. This is the time where you're going to be able to figure out how serious you're going to take yourself on this journey, okay? So just remember, there'll be a time where it feels like you're just shutting yourself out from the outside world. And this is one of the true first steps of no-fap power, okay? Because you're breaking down everything that you've learned. You're breaking down everything that you've been taught. You're breaking down all the brainwash from society, right? And you're focusing on yourself, okay? You're focusing on yourself. You're focusing on bettering yourself. You're focusing on becoming the best man that you can possibly be. You're activating your king, all right? You're activating the king within you, all right? And I know that many of you men out there want to live this lifestyle. I know you do, because you wouldn't watch if you didn't, all right? I just want to give you some little tips on how to enhance and speed up your process, all right? Last thing, faith and success. Now, everything that I've just told you, gentlemen, everything that I've just told you, gentlemen, has been purely off of faith. There you go, brother. See, there's testimony right there. There's testimony right there. The brother Sean just said, all I went ghost and all I've been trying to do is focus on my business. And this is what happens, okay? Because what you do is you break down all the programming. You go with inside yourself and you break down all this programming that it was pre-programmed and brainwashed upon you. And once you go into this mode, it's a wrap for everybody around you. Once you go into this, what AKA what I like to call hard mode, once you go into this mode, there ain't nothing no one can do to affect you. I don't care about the finest piece of ass could be walking around in front of you. Yeah, sure, you might talk to it. Yeah, sure, you might interact with it. But you're never going to fall off. You're never going to fall off that horse. You're going to stay on your mission because you already have your goals intact. All right? And this is where faith comes in. I have so much faith in everything that I do. Okay? I have, you guys, what kind of man do you know that goes out to a huge college town bar with nothing but young, beautiful college town women by himself? Most guys like to have a partner. Again, like I told you guys, I tried to go out with my buddies and they flaked on me. And that's unfortunate for them, because I end up having 6-7 girls talking to me, and they could have been with me, and they could have, you know, picked up a scraggler, if you will, right? But instead, I went by myself, and I have just proven to you guys that everything that I've been doing has been working thus far. These women sensed my energy. They picked me out of hundreds of other men. I am still on the primal diet, but I don't eat as much raw food as I do anymore. I just more on the raw milk side. I eat medium rare food. I don't eat too much raw as of late. No, I haven't. Just mostly the raw milk, the butter, the cheese. That's the type of stuff I've been eating. But like I said, I went out to this college town, and I went out by myself, which should show you I have extreme confidence in myself to go out by myself, knowing that it's just going to be nothing but younger women around me, right? And I was chosen by younger women. The youngest woman that came up to me was 21 years old, all right? Right? And she was digging me, right? We exchanged social medias, the whole bit, right? So if these things are happening to me on this no-fat semen retention journey, just imagine what's going to happen to you when you take heed and you take everything that I've been telling you and you put it into practice. Guys, there is nothing better that I could have ever done for my life than semen retention. Nothing. And I want all of you out there to at least start practicing this, okay? There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be times where you fall off the wagon. We're all human, all right? We're all human. But just remember, as long as you stay on this journey, you stay focused, you will make it to that end of the rainbow, and you will get everything it is that you possibly want out of life. I put my life on that, all right? So that's all I wanted to tell you guys for today. I just wanted to share my update on my hard mode. I wanted to share my update on going 16 months without any pornography, no sex, no masturbation, no orgasms. If I can do it, you can do it. All right? If I can do it, you can do it. All it's going to do is make you the better man that you've been searching for, that man that you've just been missing, that man in the mirror that you've always been seeing. It's time to transform, fellas, okay? It's time to transform, all right? It's time to take that sexual energy, okay? Because it hasn't got you anywhere but except depression, loneliness, heartaches, and zero motivation. It's time to take all that energy, transmute it, and use it for power. All right, my MGTOW brothers. All right, all my no-fat brothers. All right, all my semen retention brothers. You heard the word from me. Put it in there. I appreciate it. I appreciate all y'all for watching. Please like the video. Please share the video. And I'll be back. I'm gonna make a video on the difference between no-fap and semen retention. Even though we talked about it briefly, I'm going to give you all the positives, all the negatives of both aspects. All right, fellas, you guys have a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Peace.